Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a wonderful day to say God loves you. Amen. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I think it's because for the last 2 weeks, I was honored to help with a death, burial, and resurrection service for the Bell Walker family up in Moultrie, the family that brings their little children to us at Bethel to baptize and developed a relationship with the family over the years. Joshua Bell's sister, Joy, died in an automobile accident in Valdosta a couple weeks ago. And I was honored to be a part of that celebration. We call it a homecoming. We don't call them funerals because we as Christians do not do funerals. We do death, burial, and resurrection services. It is because of the resurrection that we can have the joy and the hope of eternal life. It's a wonderful thing. And then this past week, you, when you're hearing this, it's already happened. On Friday, we had a death, burial, and resurrection service for Travis's mother, Lola DeRetta Moulton. And we had a wonderful time in the Lord, even though it's hard, especially when you lose a mama. Mamas have special places in our hearts, and you know, fathers do too, but mamas, I don't know, there's just something about relationship with mama. They become our best friend. And I think that's what I've been thinking about, is friendship. And I want to just share something with you that Travis, of course you know Travis, our music director, he writes songs, and I think that sometimes songwriters also got to be good poets. And so think about that. The Psalms are also poetry. We call it wisdom literature, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, the Psalms, and all that. But I want to share with you the love of a son for a mama at a time. Travis said he was sitting on his back porch. He knew mama was getting close to entering into the presence of the Lord. And he penned this poem, which he shared with us on Friday. And I wanted to share it with you. Poem by Travis. I am watching the sun as it gently goes down. The beauty that it paints nowhere else can be found. There's a field of wheat that I'm walking through. No, wait, now a river I'm crossing too. This is it, what I've always longed for. The gates of the city I can see, an open door. Now the sun is coming up. It's so bright and clear. Oh, the beauty of the morning nothing could ever hide. There's a joyous celebration of a child who's come home and beauty like I have never known. Don't worry about me. I felt this before. A gentle hand, but different from yours. It's one I recognize. It's one I've held before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know who this is. It's my Savior and King. It is my Lord. Well, it was a beautiful poem that Travis did. It was also a wonderful time of celebration. The church was full of family and friends, and we had a time of fellowship lunch in the fellowship hall later on, and it was just joyful. But what I was relating to, I was thinking about friendships. And I want to share with you in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Red Letter Edition, New Living Translation. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. And when you obey me, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father and remain in his love. I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. I command you to love each other in the same way that I love you. And here is how it's measured. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you servants because a master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, and since I have told you everything the Father told me, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And I appoint you to go and produce fruit that will last forever, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask, using my name. I command you to love one another. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of what Jesus was saying in the Gospel of John. How many friends do we have? How many friends do you have? And who are they? Well, if you're typical, your friends range from casual acquaintances to those who would die for you. Sometimes friends are closer than brothers and sisters, and sometimes even closer than mama and dad. Because friends share affliction, they share companionship, they share confidences, they share considerations, devotion, and esteem, faithfulness. Oh, wow. Fellowship, harmony, helpfulness, loyalty, partnership, support, a sympathy, trust, and understanding. I think that friends are special above all. And when Jesus said, "You are my friend," you know, God is truly our very, very best friend. And his friendship is a role model for all other friendships. It's just, I don't know, as I see people gathering for a time of homecoming celebration when somebody enters into the presence of the Lord, whether it's a family member or just a friend or even a good acquaintance. You know, sharing our deepest secrets is the mark of great friendship. And when God shares the secret of his promises with us, we know he considers us his friend. Some friendships, though, are fleeting. Some are long-lasting. True friendships are often glued together with bonds of loyalty and commitment. And they remain intact over the years, despite changing and external circumstances. We had a best friend in our young days in Pennsylvania. In fact, there was three of us. They called us the Three Musketeers because when you seen one, you seen the other. And we were really, really, really good friends. We got in trouble together even. That's how good of friends we were. But over the years, I had come to Florida, left Pennsylvania in, oh, I don't know, the early 70s. And so I got disconnected. I didn't see my friends very often, but you know, over the years, every once in a while I get a phone call from my friend John, and just to say hello, how you doing. And I was the best man at his wedding, and when his wife got cancer and went home to be with the Lord, I was able to minister with him long distance. He never remarried or anything, but he has a lot of good friends that he has up close by. He's in a car club called, you ever hear that song, Blue Moon? Well, the car club is called Blue Moon. So he is surrounded by a lot of friends and continue to minister to him. And I said all that to say this, that when somebody leaves this earth, I forgot about this acronym. We know we got the Bible, W-I-B-L-E. And you know, the acronym, I think, it says this. Believers, instructions before leaving earth. And what happens when we do, and we happen to be our time, unless the Lord comes for us first, we're all going to experience what we call physical death. So we have to be able to support one another and to hang on to our best friend's promise. Who's our best friend? Jesus. He says that where I am, there you will be also. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There's one translation saying, in my Father's house, there's many resting places. And I think after we experience all this physical stuff in this physical body, I think when it's time, we're looking forward to a little rest in the arms and the presence of Jesus Christ. Well, we want to thank you for all of the support that you have given to Bethel all through this pandemic thing, and we certainly want to pray and thank you for that. We thank you for Phil, who is able to put these online services together after I do a lot of rambling and put them in a form that I hope and pray blesses somebody. We have a lot of prayer requests, and on the online service, you can click up on the top. There's all different tabs up there. One of them will take you to the prayer requests and the bulletins. And one of them that was on there this week, passed away from a brain tumor. Her name was Amy, and we want to lift up that family. But there's so many people that hurt that need that special joy of hope. You know, there's just something about calling up a friend sometimes and say, you know, I was just thinking of you. I had no reason to call you or anything, but I was thinking of you. And I just, you know, it means a lot to somebody for you to reach out and say, I was thinking of you. So our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ told the disciples that he was thinking of them. And they said, yeah, we were thinking of you too, Lord. And you go off by yourself as we come together. We build a fire. We eat. And then you wander off. What are you doing? He said, well, you know, I am in a physical body, so I get tired. So I need a little rest. But I also need time to talk to the Father. Wow, that puzzled them. What do you mean, talking to the Father? Well, it's prayer. Can we do that? Yeah. And Jesus said to them, this is a prayer that I want to teach to you that gives you an outline, so to speak, a prayer, a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. So if you dissect the prayer, you'll see it's a special pattern for all of our prayers. As we pray the prayer Jesus taught, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for tuning in, and we love you. God loves you, and hope to see you in church sometime soon.